House Bill 1012, an act to implement the requirements of the National Medical Support Notice regarding the collection of child support.
House Bill 1012 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Dugard.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, this bill came before the Judiciary Committee at the request of the Department of Social Services. It passed the House, is now before us, and also passed the Judiciary Committee. It comes before you today as a result of a new federal requirement being placed upon every child support enforcement agency in the nation. It's a federal mandate, and much as we do not like federal mandates, this is one I hope you will accede to. If we do not comply with the statutory changes that are being requested here, we face losing $25 million in federal funds. This includes $4 million used to operate and fund the state's support enforcement agency, and an additional $21 million used to fund the state's TANF program. Essentially, what the statutory changes will do, it will provide for a system by which the state, once it is notified of a new hire who is under a child support enforcement order, it will inquire of that obligor's employer and ask, do you provide health insurance to dependents of your employees? And if they do, and if the person against whom an enforcement order is eligible to participate and can provide those benefits to his or her children and must do so according to their support order, then employee must accept that coverage and provide that coverage for the dependent children. This does not force employers to provide insurance that they're not already providing. It simply notifies the employee, essentially, by notice through the employer, that they must accept the coverage that's being offered by their employer to provide that coverage for their dependent children. I think that's it in a nutshell, and I ask the body to support this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the body. Well, first of all, I would ask you to support this bill. But I want to vent a little frustration with the mandates that come down from the federal government. Here's another one of those issues where they give us the money, we implement the program, and then a few years after the facts, they bring out more mandates for us to carry out. And it just frustrates me what I see in a bill like this, requirement of the federal government on our independent businessmen, and you don't even have to be an independent businessman, just business people in general. The reporting, the amount of reporting they have us do. They want us to police it, they want us to administer it, but they don't want to pay us for the work we do. And you know, I don't know how much longer that businessmen, business people, not only in this state, but in this entire nation, can keep putting up with these federal mandates. You know, at one time it used to be fun to do business. It's no longer fun anymore, ladies and gentlemen. You have garnishments, you have child support that we're asked to enforce anymore, and now the child protection thing, the child insurance. What more does the federal government want out of us? You know, it's come to the point where you can't get blood out of a turnip, and there's not much more that businessmen can give the federal government. Hell, we pay our taxes. Why do they want us to do the work for them, too? Doesn't make any sense to me. Go ahead and pass the bill, but I just want you to know what it's doing to businesses in this state and all over this nation. I don't think it's fair, and one of these days, somebody's going to have to stand up and tell the federal government, you want the program, then you administer it and you police it, because businessmen can no longer afford to do it. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam President. Madam President.
Senator Staggers.
Well, let me arise and say that I agree with what Senator Moore is saying. about the federal mandates and the federal government telling us constantly what we can do and what we cannot do. However, there is one thing I do disagree with Senator Moore, and that is Senator Moore is going to vote for this bill. I'm not going to vote for it at all. And I think it's time that we start voting against these kind of bills. You know, we're blaming the federal government a lot for this, and rightfully so, but we also have to keep in mind that the state of South Dakota is going to Washington, D.C. and trying to get every dime we can. So we have to also take some responsibility, too. We want the money. We want the money. And, you know, when people give out money, naturally there's going to be strings attached. So I guess I would urge the body to start thinking about the state of South Dakota being more independent from federal financing, and also to vote no on this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks. Senator Huttmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. If I could ask a question, I don't know if Senator Dugard is the one to ask the question of, but anyone who might know the answer, but the way I understood Senator Dugard, it was that my employees have an insurance policy that I do that provides family coverage, and as long as I have that with dependent coverage on it, I'm going to be subject to this act. But if I provided insurance that was just single coverage on it, that I wouldn't be subject to the act, and I don't know the answer to that, I guess.
Does any senator choose to respond? Senator Dugard is gone.
Madam President, while Senator Dugard gets to the microphone to answer the question, I believe that what the federal government's requesting, and I could be wrong, is that if you have the availability to provide the insurance, whether it's single coverage or dual in nature, that that would be required. Is that correct?
Senator Dugard.
Yeah, Madam President, as I understand it, the law does not require an employer to offer coverage for dependents. And if the employer does not offer coverage for dependents, he is not required to now offer it. It is only if that is offered and if the employee has not elected to take it, now the employee must elect to take it.
Senator Huttmacher, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam President, and Senator Dugard. Well, that tells me that the best benefit for me to avoid doing the paperwork is to drop all my insurance coverage to single employees and not do any dependent coverage for them. And I think that's totally wrong for employers to do that. But also, this bill is, it's in a way forcing people into that to avoid doing paperwork. And I've saw the forms Senator Moore has that are, you know, they're not easy to fill out, and nobody likes to do those. And of course, my secretary is the one that usually has to do that, and she's asking me the questions, and I've never seen the form before. So you fill in the blanks the best you can and send them in. And I agree with Senator Moore. I think it's time that we stand up and say, no, we've had enough of this, and the federal government needs to quit doing that. And we also need to sit here and quit doing it to our local school districts and counties and cities as we do the same thing and complain about the federal government.
Madam Senator Dugard.
I frankly can't disagree with Senator Huttmacher. He's right. Employers may be disincented to provide coverage to dependents, and I can't disagree with that. What I do disagree with is the notion that we shouldn't vote for this. The financial penalty is just too great. And I think most employers offer benefits to help their employees and help the dependents of their employees. And I think though most employees will be unhappy about this, I think most employers will still carry on and continue to offer this coverage, and that it will benefit those that they want it to benefit. So while I don't disagree with Senator Huttmacher's logic, I think he's correct, I do ask the body to support the bill.
Further remarks, Senator Huttmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. I will just clarify that. Yes, I don't like this bill, but I really don't have a choice but not to vote for it. So I'm going to have to support it whether I like it or not.
Further remarks, Senator Vitter.
Well, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I think I'd just like to rebuke some of the things that Senator Steger said. You know, none of us like federal mandates. We deal with it in transportation. We don't like it. We deal with the medical association. We don't like it. But there is a $25 million hole that we can't fill in this state. Until we send a message to Washington, like we always say, it's our money, Then they send our money back to us with stipulations of how we can use it. It still writes back to state control. We are very capable of putting into action what needs to be done at. We need to continue to send the message to Washington. They don't need to send mandates with it, but we need to pass this bill out.
Further remarks. Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, since I started this whole thing, I want to clarify something, too. I agree with Senator Bitter. There's a $25 million hole out there. They're great programs. The programs are great. We need to support the bill regardless of what our feelings are on the federal mandate. And I would urge every single person in this body to support the bill. I'm going to support it. I'd ask for your support as well. Thank you.
Further remarks. Senator Olson.
I call a question.
Question's been called. Is there a second? Those in favor of calling the question, say aye. Opposed, nay. The question's been called. The question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1012. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
No.
Apa?
No.
Bogue?
Aye.
Brose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuey?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
No.
Hagen?
Aye.
Ham? Hutmacher, Cleven,
no.
Ketzel,
aye.
Koskin,
no.
Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Staggers, Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Bitter,
aye.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting,
aye.
I'm sorry, Senator Whiting.
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 29, nays 6.
House Bill 1012 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.